Stay awake, for you do not know when the Son of Man will come.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared, for at one hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unnoted hour and will punish him severely and assign him in the place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's the news this afternoon from United States is when a school was teaching the younger ones how to shoot. I think some of you heard, no? So the tutor was by the side. This girl was only 8 years old, and holding a rifle is a kind of automatic one, no? So she managed to shoot the first shoot. Seems it's too weak now. The second shoot is too strong, and the rifle come reverse towards the tutor, and the tutor was killed. And that's what the gospel. You don't know the hour. Never imagine. No? I think you have heard some story about the priest in United States from the YouTube. I'm not sure, maybe 100% true, but he's interviewed by a religious sister. And this priest is a religious priest. And it's a funny story about him. I think this year he must be after ordination about 20 years. But it goes back to 10 years ago when he was ordained 11 years. And that day he got an accident, was nearly killed. And practically, his soul was in front of Jesus. And the voice of Jesus was very severe. "You are going to hell." A kind of punishment. Then he said, "Okay." He can't help because he knows himself well. Deserve. But then another voice, a woman's voice, give him another chance. And this priest, he didn't see that woman, but he nearly 100% sure this is the voice of Heavenly Mother. Give him another chance. So then he came back to earth, continued to be a priest, and he shared his experience. He said, in the first 10 years of his priesthood, he tried to be good, not to be good for itself, but to be praised by people, competitive with his companions. So he tried outwardly, saintly, holy, doing everything. But inwardly, he was doing something wrong. Nobody knows. Only he himself knows. After a certain moment, that's the calling of Jesus towards him, and unexpected time, car accident, you cannot wait. And then he admitted he had the grievous sins covered. He admitted publicly. And that's how, it's for me also a lesson, you know, at times we presume we are good, but towards Jesus, we might not good enough, because God has given us sufficient grace to be a holy person, not just to be good, to be holy. You know, I've been working in Canada for some years, and for a couple of times, I should have died. Really, just a second of timing. You know, in Canada, the highway is quite fast, no? And I have to turn to the side road. Can't see much. Dim. I was trying to turn left towards the other streets. I wasn't aware the green light is not for me, it's for the other side. I thought it's for me. But I'm just, because I can't see clearly where is the entrance, so I just stop a little bit. Just I'm ready to turn left. Suddenly a car of 100 kilometers per hour rushing towards me. Just 1 second. I say, Jesus, thank you. You give me a warning. I have to be careful. Not to driving, huh? Careful of life. Not to take things just easy. Every minute, take things serious. Not mental serious, but doing things in the proper way. Our sanctity is doing the will of God, not just to be a priest. The will of God is manifold. Any time is different. If I'm here, I should wholeheartedly to speak, to share, pray with you. Another moment, I do another thing wholeheartedly. The same for you. For one moment, doing well in the kitchen. Another moment with your friends. Any moment, wholeheartedly, with joy, with love. And this is the will of God. Many times we are disturbed because we are not doing the will of God. We think something about ourselves, and that makes us worry about. If you're sure, moment by moment, you live well. So if this moment got, of course, Hong Kong, we can't have to expect earthquake, no? Not like in California. You don't know, at times. You know, these last 2 days, earthquakes comes in. In China, you know. But not because of this. But many times, we have to be careful. Careful in a sense, not just insecure, no. We're secured, because every moment, we love. Open heart, forgive, and share, and praying for, and ask for forgiveness for one another from the Lord. That's the moment. This is our sanctity. You know, never too late. Today is the feast of St. Augustine. Yesterday, Monica. You know how much Monica prayed for her son? 30-odd years to pray for this son. He was so smart, but his naive is, that you can imagine, no? Just living with girls and, you know, running around. No discipline at all. He was proud also. He looked down on the clergy. Why? Because by that time, the church had to speak everything in Latin. But you can imagine, he's professor of Latin, no? He's from North Africa and went to Rome to teach already a prestige. Wasn't it enough? He tried to get a place in Milano. That's the center of culture. So in this way, he never listened to the priest because the Latin of the priest, bad. But although he's proud, but God can use his pride to change him. At that time, the bishop of Milano is Ambrose. And he speaks beautifully Latin. Oh, he's so mighty. Then he was conversion because of Latin, not because of God. This is the first step. He admired this bishop, and he come close to him, and he was converted. He was baptized. Then he went to the desert for 3 years, praying, you know. Just the same way as Paul, after his conversion, he went to the desert. Stay. Just like we want to join the seminary, we exclusively live outside the world for some time to repent, to rethink, and that's all. And afterwards, you know, he's become a great theologian. All his work is influenced the church by that time. Even today, you know, about God, about the church, about the world. He got he's very smart in these things. Nobody imagined, no? He's a kind of playful boy, and then God works through these people. So anybody, we can be instrument of the Lord. Don't tell yourself, I'm useless. Jesus uses people to work. Otherwise, you are so proud of yourself. I'm smart. I can convert the people. No, at all. Not at all. Jesus will work. Just to be a good person before the Lord, always ready. That means to say, always living well the will of God. Prepare means living well the will of God any moment. No exception. Only many times. The exception comes when the judgment comes. Just one last story. It's a funny story. By that time, I was in Canada, and I got a new car at that time. And already at night, around 11 o'clock, and that highway is a paid highway, so not many cars, and I presume not many police cars there, no? So I tried to try my car. How many kilometers I can, a maximum, no? I try to maximize my car, the speed out at night to body, and then I'm not offending anybody, no? So I try to, and then 10, 20, 30, 40. Then a police car just in front of me. I never imagined. How can you imagine? Always I drive so safe, no police car. But just when I tried the 140, the police car there. So he's not waiting, but he's taking his snack or something, no? But he's seeing the so speed, then he starts his night rushing, no? Okay. I don't, you know what? When I, of course I stop, no? So since I'm the chaplain of the hospital, I got an ID card. No? Oh, yes. Father, don't do this next time. Thank you. So sometimes you're not prepared and it comes, I thank the Lord that this gentleman, he said, and then he left me, he said, Father, pray for me. So anyway, we are always get ready and not too fast. Always ready to do His will, God's will.